hoisting the crystal after the final round is played later today in Orlando at Bay Hill in the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And we will get to that leaderboard right now. It's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And after three rounds of play at Bay Hill in the 30th Arnold Palmer Invitational, 7,160-yard par 70 track, Sean O'Hare is your leader. He is at 7 under par, 203 after three rounds of play. A first round, 3 under par, 67 on Friday. Then he went really low on Thursday. On Friday, he went 5 under par, 65. And then yesterday, backed up a little bit with a 1 over par round of 71. So Sean O'Hare leads at 7 under par after three rounds of play. Tiger Woods, solo second. Tiger is at 2 under par, 208 after three rounds of play, and he's had rounds of 68 and 69 on Thursday and Friday. And then yesterday, he also had a 1 over par round of 71, same score as Sean O'Hare. So Tiger Woods, in his third tournament back since coming back from knee surgery and that 8-month layoff, he is poised to possibly get his first victory. He's in the final group today in that final threesome. Sean O'Hare, Tiger Woods, and Zach Johnson is your final threesome. Zach Johnson, one of three men tied for third at 1 under par. Jason Gore and Ryuji Yamada also at 1 under par. Then you've got four gentlemen at even par, 210. Brant Snedeker, Pat Perez, Scott Verplank, and Jupiter resident Robert Allenby. All four of those men are at even par, 210, 7 shots back of Sean O'Hare. And then the group of plus one includes guys like Chad Campbell, Lucas Glover, Webb Simpson, Daniel Chopra, Lee Jansen, Nick Watney, and Padraig Harrington, the man who has won the last two majors in the world of golf. So all six of those guys are at plus one, 211. But after three rounds of play, of course, the story is Sean O'Hare. And it's interesting because 71s from both of the guys leading at the top of the leaderboard, 71 from Sean and a 71 from Tiger yesterday, one over par round. And believe it or not, that actually was better than the field average yesterday by three strokes. The field average yesterday on a very, very blustery, windy day in Orlando was 74. And it was very difficult conditions yesterday. Wind was steady at 20 miles an hour and gusts of 25 to 30 miles an hour. So very blustery conditions, a lot of bogeys all over the place, a lot of doubles and others as well. And both Sean O'Hare and Tiger Woods kind of limped to the finish line. Sean O'Hare bogeyed three of his last four holes. He had it at one point to 10 under par, and he came back to the pack a little bit, which makes it more interesting today. You know, him and now at 7 under instead of 9 or 10 under par, it brings a lot more guys into the pos. I mean, and plus Sean O'Hare, he's just one guy leading. If he falters, it brings everyone into the mix. There's not two or three guys at that 7-under number. It's just O'Hare, and then Tiger is next up, five strokes back at minus two. Tiger also limping to the finish line yesterday. He bogeyed his last two holes, bogeyed the par 3 17th and then bogeyed the par 4 18th. And it was an interesting scene there on 18. Actually, bogey for him was a great score considering what happened. Put his drive in the right rough and then his approach shot, second shot from about 130 yards out. It only had a wedge in his hand, but the lie was really bad because it was in that thick Bermuda rough and couldn't get really a lot of club on it. And the ball came up short and he couldn't find it. The ball landed in the hazard somewhere right along the waterline in the mud, and it plugged and they could not end up finding the ball. There was no splash, so the ball didn't hit the water on the fly. And NBC kept replaying the video footage of his swing and where the ball landed, and you could see the ball landing somewhere along the edge of the grass and the mud on the waterline, but they never could find it. 5 minutes elapsed, and the Tiger had to go back and replay his shot, now hitting four. Hits his fourth shot to about 25 feet, and then now he had that 25-foot putt on the 18th green for bogey. Makes it. Phenomenal putt, and he makes it, and it was a good bogey. It was actually a good bogey because he was looking at double if he misses that putt. So he gets away with a bogey and is only five shots back going into today's final round. Tiger, by the way, averaging just 25 putts per round for the week, and we've seen a lot of Tiger over the last couple of tournaments. His problem has been that flat stick, interestingly enough, because with, you know, the 8 months off because of the knee surgery, putting was the one thing that he could practice. And yet he was rusty with the putter. We saw that at match play. We also saw that a couple weeks ago down in Miami at Doral for the CA Championship. He was hitting a lot of fairways. His iron play was good. He was top 10 greens in regulation, but In the field at CA, he was dead last. At Doral, he was dead last. 80th in the field, 80 players in the field, and he was dead last 80th for the week in putting. He took the most putts out of anybody in the tournament, and yet he still managed to get a tie for ninth. That's how phenomenal Tiger is. But this week, different story. That putter has started heating up, and now he's averaging just 25 putts per round. And you saw it yesterday. He makes that 25-footer on 18 to save bogey and now goes into today's final round just 5 shots back. I'll tell you what, it's hard not to like Tiger today. I know Sean O'Hare does have that 5-shot cushion, and it's kind of ironic. Last year, just 1 year ago, the 2008 Arnold Palmer, same grouping in the final pairing, Sean O'Hare and Tiger Woods. Now, this year, they're going to go with a threesome because they've had a little issue with time, and they want to make sure they get the round in weather-wise, because there is some inclement weather on the forecast for today in Orlando. There could be some rain, so they're going to start. They're going off split tees as well. They're going to go off 1 and 10 today. The bottom half of the field is going to go off number 10, and then the top half of the field going off 1 in threesomes, trying to get this round in before the rain comes. And so the final threesome today, Sean O'Hare and Tiger Woods, who were paired together last year for the final pairing, and then Zach Johnson is the third man in that group. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and that is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Big time show in store for you today. A lot of guests on tap. Rick Carr will be joining us later on the show, former Miami Dolphins wide receiver.